Right. Now, it weren't that long ago since I preached last. It was last Sunday night. So you should all have that in your memory, those of you that was here. Those that weren't here last Sunday night, I spoke about how do we get to know God in his fullness. Now, after hearing that, I hope this morning that you know God in his fullness. It's an amazing thing to have that experience, and to have it constantly is what God wants for each one of us. To know God in his fullness. In a way, this morning, I'm going to continue a little bit on the same theme. Now, cast your minds back to when you were little. Now, I think one person might remember that quite well, because they're still little. But did you have a pop-up book?
No,
they hadn't invented them then. I'm sure they must have. They were amazing things. You open the page and this 3D image suddenly stood up in front of you. Created by folding of the paper and the card that the book was made of, suddenly the book that you was reading in some ways became more lifelike. It created a three-dimensional image in front of you. Now, this is an interesting question for each of you. How many of you this morning have got a pop-up Bible? Well, those of you with iPads and things like that, in some ways it is. It contains so many different books and things like that that you can grasp straight away that they're amazing things. But those that maybe have just got a conventional Bible, something like this, you open it and in some ways it's just in one dimension. It's just flat. And in some ways, we can read this wonderful scripture, this wonderful book, these wonderful words of God, and they can be just flat. What God wants to tell us, what God wants to install in each of our lives, we don't take it on in that three-dimensional way. That way in which those flat words, if I open the scripture up, the page is flat, the words seem flat. We don't take those words on in a living way. In a way in which that 3D book, that pop-up book, suddenly comes alive to us as a young person when we look at it. This is exactly how God wants us to look at his scripture, to look at his word, to take this word, a living word, into our lives. Something which I spoke about last week was knowing God's fullness is not something which is a once only. It's not only one time in which that fullness is bestowed, or we can receive that fullness. It's something which needs constant attention in our lives. We need to put our lives in that prostrate position, that prostrate nature before God, ready to give all to God. Without that, we can't receive. But what do we receive? Is it just in that one dimension? Or is the scripture living in a three-dimensional image in our lives? Has the scripture, God's word, God's very breath, become living in each of our lives? If we didn't slip or fall short at the first step in getting to know God in His fullness, how do we cope with the fullness of God's very presence in our lives? I'm going to read a scripture, probably a scripture which you know very well, taken from Luke 8, chapter 5 to verse 15. It says there, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and it was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seeds fell among the thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than what was sown. When he said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God have been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that through the seeing they may not see, though hearing they may not understand. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed of the word of God, those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in time of testing they will fall. The seed that fell among the thorns, stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on the good soil stands for those with noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. In knowing God's fullness, how do we use what God has bestowed upon us? God's left so many wonderful things in His Scripture for us to read and digest and to use in our lives. But is it just in a one-dimensional plane that we see it? The key in this particular scripture is a seed that is sown on good soil. But the seed on the good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and persevering produce a crop. When you put yourself in that position, ready to receive God's fullness, giving all unto God, bearing all your lives, and God's fullness falls on you, where does it fall? God's word not only delivered, but becoming living in us. God's word standing out in each of our lives. God's word growing in each of us and dwelling in you and in me. Now, I'm not a green-fingered person, and I can plant things and water them, and then a few days later they seem to just wither and fall to one side. But I'll go to the garden centre and buy a new plant and try again. Quite often it's something we can do in some ways with God. God's gift can come into our lives, and we can quite easily forget to maintain, to nourish, to persevere, to take what may seem to be just a one-dimensional image and make it come alive in each of our lives. make those very words stand up. May seem a hard challenge this morning to take something which is in some ways flat and make it come alive. Reminds me of a film that I have to persevere and watch quite often. Comes on around Christmas time. The Never-Ending Story. In that film, the boy, he has this book. And this book, when he opens it, the pages become alive. And not only that, by the amazing things they do in film, the boy gets transported within the book. And those flat, one-dimensional pages suddenly become his life, his reality. Living within that book. In some ways, when you open Scripture, it's exactly what God wants us to do within His book. He wants us to fall into it, to experience it, for His Word to become a living reality in our lives, for us to know and understand that fullness of God. Amen.